This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Tyler Sewell joins me live in studio. He's one of the founders of Rowdy online at rowdy.com, which is a NASCAR news service, and you are one of the guys behind the famous Rowdy podcasts.
Yes.
So, first off, I'm just curious, because I was talking about Egypt a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
It strikes me, because we had a couple of calls while I was talking that I didn't have time to get to, but it's very angry people. How dare I make any comparison to people fighting for liberty in Egypt and the American Revolution? That it's so amazing that we have people in America who believe that you can bring democracy to the Middle East, but only at the point of a gun, and you can't trust these brown Muslims to their own democracy. It has to be
exactly.
An American Western-controlled
exactly.
democracy.
Exactly.
Just amazing.
It is.
Anyway, so what are your thoughts about what's happening over there?
Over there? I think it's amazing. My fear or my wonder is what's going to happen to Israel? I mean, is the whole region going to explode?
Yeah.
You know?
And I think those are valid concerns, but I mean, from everything that I've learned and the experts I've talked to, the Muslim Brotherhood is arguably not even politically active in Egypt, and they might be. So you have a conservative, religiously informed political party in your democracy. Okay, well, we have that.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's called the Republican Party and the Tea Party. So, I mean, it works for us. I just don't understand why. But there's so many people who've been made to be very afraid of
Muslims.
Of Muslims.
Very much so.
That they're
very
just so. They're just knee-jerk reaction to fear.
Yes.
You know, they're trained well. So, Tyler, why NASCAR? When did NASCAR come across your radar? Yeah.
I mean, it's a very long story. But a while ago, we started this company, and I had an investor that said to me, hey, I want you to create a product on the cell phone that targets the average American. And we're targeting professionals too much with data on the cell phone. This is 8 years ago. And he said, come up with the redneck phone. And so being a smart guy, I said, well, what about NASCAR on the phone? And he said, that's a great idea. What do you know about NASCAR? I said, well, I grew up in Virginia Beach, and my father is a huge Formula One fan. He says he doesn't like NASCAR, but he lies. So it's funny. When I started the company, I got a big book out just to read about what the top NASCAR races are in history. And I'm going through the book, and I'm like, well, I saw that one. I saw that one. I saw that one. So I didn't.
You're more of a fan than you realized.
I was
more
of a fan than I knew, yeah. Racing is a big part of my family. They love racing, or at least my dad does.
Yeah. So then you got into it, and what is Rowdy? What is the Rowdy.com?
It all started out as the brand Rowdy. We targeted NASCAR fans with a podcast, and it was an audio show you listened to on your cell phone, and you could go backwards and forwards and through the audio show. And this is before the iPhone. This is before iTunes. And so we had this podcast, and we targeted NASCAR fans, and we had two characters, and we still do. I'm Buck Fever. We have Buck Fever. It's kind of a funny story. We have Buck Fever and Bass Masters, and we created this imaginary land where Buck Fever and Bass Masters lived, and it was just we were just goofing around, and we made it up. But we also interviewed drivers and crew chiefs, so it was this weird sort of little world that we created, and we had all these characters: Randy Bunn, who's the effeminate heterosexual, and we have all these crazy weird characters. And
who talk NASCAR?
We talk NASCAR, and it's done from a fan's point of view. So we serve for the fans. So which means a lot of sportscasters that either know it all or they don't, and they're not going to admit either way.
Yeah.
In our case, we were fans, so we could ask a question like, "Why does the car do that?" Yeah. We're able to not know the answers, therefore getting the answers to the fans,
and that's okay.
Very okay. Yeah. And the podcast, a record producer from Nashville, who has a website called 5MinutesWithWichita.com. called me up and said, you've got to get your show onto iTunes, right as iTunes was coming out. And I didn't know how to do it. And to make a long story short, we were probably one of the very first, if not the first, professionally produced podcast, because we were producing content, audio content for the cell phone, for broadcast via cell phone. And when we first came out, people in radio were laughing. They were rolling. Podcasting and downloadable media would never take off. That we were crazy. But
then it clicked.
Then it clicked.
And now everybody's doing wants to have their own radio show.
Yeah. And somebody, God bless them at iTunes, is either I can't believe someone in Cupertino, California would be a NASCAR fan, but someone loves us because they always put us up front. And so we're still put up front with ESPNs and the Fox Sports and all those kind of things.
Great. So, well, that's fantastic. We're talking with Tyler Sewell. It's 441. The website is rowdy.com. So let me ask you this. I was talking with somebody a few years ago, PhD, very smart guy. I don't know how we got on the subject, but turns out, and I had no idea, he was a huge NASCAR fan.
Yes.
And I looked at him and I said, I never would have predicted that. Well, why? And he said to me, he said, it is absolutely fascinating. The more you learn about it, he said, it is so much. He said, it's not about the fastest car.
Not at
all. It's about strategy.
It's about the race.
Just like football is not about the biggest guys. It is about the strategy on the field and how you use the players
exactly.
you have.
Exactly.
And so he started going into all these, you know, there's, you know, when it rains, you've got to use different kinds of tires and it just all of this stuff that he said, it is just once you learn, get to a certain level of awareness and knowledge, it's
right.
absolutely fascinating.
Well, that's the myth. The myth, everyone thinks, oh my God, Tyler, it's just a bunch of cars going left for 500 miles. I mean, what are you talking about? No, it's about the key to NASCAR is you want to finish first, right? You want to have the quickest time. Well, the easiest way to do that is to get through the corner the fastest, right? So he who doesn't have to put on the brakes gets through quicker. It's all about getting through the corner. So throughout the entire race.
Not the straightaway.
Not the straightaway.
Yeah.
But throughout the entire race, if I'm the driver or the crew chief for that matter, we spend all of our time trying to work on the car and fix the car so that I can get through the corner faster and quicker. And there's all different ways to do it at all different tracks. So
every track is different.
Every track is different. And you haven't lived till you've gone to someplace like Bristol Motor Speedway. It's just it's
what's it like?
I'll never forget when I first went. People said, you know, you're Tyler. It's going to be loud. I'm like, oh, whatever. I've seen airplanes.
I've been
before.
To rock concerts. Yeah,
I'm a huge Aerosmith fan. I've seen Kiss. Come on. It is the loudest thing I have ever experienced. And when I went to Bristol, these tracks. You know, they're huge. They're huge. And they're like, this is a short track. I'm like, oh, it's huge. It's massive. And it's deafeningly loud, and you know it's an amazing
yeah.
and cheating is a lot of sticking ball fans don't understand. That's part and parcel of our sport.
Explain that.
The history of the sport has been one of we don't like the term cheating, but we call fudging. So it's okay or not okay. It's understood that people try to get creative with the rule book, and that's why NASCAR. In an effort to be more broadly appealing, is really, really cramped down on it. And last year, for example, Clint Bowyer, just to show you how aerodynamic these cars are, his car was off by 1/16. That's the size of a quarter, the sideways. His car was off, and he got penalized 150 points for that and lost his crew chief for 6 weeks. So,
where even a few years ago, that wouldn't have been nothing, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't. No.
Yeah.
No.
So is this good or bad, do you think, for the sport?
Oh, I think it's good. It's good. The sport is, it's ironic, you know, we saw some of the best racing we've ever seen last year. Really good racing. And they have a new moniker. It's called Have At It, Boys.
Yeah.
NASCAR, one thing I applaud NASCAR for is if they've made mistakes, they try to fix them. And so they had gotten really, really tight with the rule book and people couldn't do anything. And a big part of racing is, you know, if you hit me, you rub me, I owe you one. And you are going to get a payback. And that is just the way it works. And NASCAR was clamping down on it. And now NASCAR says, all right, Coy, if Tyler rubbed you wrong and you want to wreck him, go have at it.
They won't penalize you
or
anything.
They won't penalize you.
They understand that that's part of the...
Not like they used to. They used to really, really penalize you.
So let me ask you this. We're talking with Tyler Sewell. The website is rowdy.com. It's all about NASCAR, everything you want to know, including all the podcasts. It's 445. What do you say to people who say, well, a lot of people are into it, a lot of money is spent on it, but it's not really a sport?
Oh, my God. I don't know what to say. It's a sport. I mean, and these guys are athletes. You know, one of the things is the hand-eye coordination of these NASCAR drivers is literally stunning. You should see these guys with a shotgun in their hand. You should see these guys play golf. I mean, their hand-eye coordination is outrageous. I mean, it is really tremendous. So they're athletes. And they lose like 8 to 10 pounds in the car during the race.
You're kidding, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're athletes.
Yeah.
You know?
And I will say I'm one of those who also, I'm with you on that. I think there's the level of athleticism to sit in a car and do what they do hour after hour after hour. you have to be some kind of athlete.
Yeah,
you have to have some level of but I can't imagine how. Give me an example of from what you've learned in talking to these guys, what it's actually like to sit in that car. Well, number one, how long do they sit there? What's the longest?
The longest is the World 600 at Charlotte, 4 or 5 hours.
And how fast are they going?
The car can go 220, but they won't let it. At the plate tracks, they'll be going 200 miles an hour, Talladega and Daytona. And the Daytona 500 is coming up, and it's called a plate track because they put restrictor plates on the cars. And these plates restrict airflow into the engine, which lessens the horsepower, because at two tracks, there are major super speedways, Daytona and Talladega in Alabama, the cars will go over 200 miles an hour. And that's sort of a magical stopping point for NASCAR, because once they go over 200 miles an hour, they become airplanes. And when they become airplanes, they end up in the stands, and we can't have that. So in the plate races, the cars get all bunched up together because everyone's got their foot to the floor. There's no lifting. And this Daytona 500, we have a new surface because it's been repaved, so there's going to be even more grip, and it's going to be, as Kevin Harvick said, carnage. It's going to be out of hand. And
really?
I would recommend anybody, if you want to see a spectacle, you watch the Daytona 500.
Which is when? When is it?
February 20th,
coming up just a few days. Mm-hmm. And the new asphalt means there's...
During the last year's Daytona 500, there's a giant pothole, which ironic. It was such a great race in the middle of the race, but there's a giant pothole. So we it's another thing we can't have in NASCAR is potholes.
Yeah.
So they resurface the track.
Which means that so this Daytona race on February 20th, you're expecting some accidents?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And do people go to see the accidents, or is that another myth?
I think that's a bit of a myth. I mean, I think that maybe the casual fan does. But the interesting thing is, since Dale Earnhardt's death, I don't think, if I'm talking about turn NASCAR fans here, there's been another death since then. And these cars are outrageously safe. Almost lulling people into believing that the sport is really that safe. But the cars are amazingly safe.
And when you say they're safe, they still can wreck, but they're safe for the driver.
For the driver, yeah. Yeah. Very much so.
And would that some cars on the road on 29 or even on the 250 bypass or 64 were that safe?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, these things are powerful pieces of equipment. They're amazing.
Yeah.
And here's the other myth. You know, for those of you that aren't NASCAR fans or that have not been to Charlotte and have seen the movie Days of Thunder, where I don't know his name, Henry Hogg or whatever he is, and he's fixing that race car inside the barn and he's talking to his race car. Race fans, these race shops, they're like the size of the hospital. They're huge. They're giant mega corporations. I know when I first went to Joe Gibbs Racing, I was floored. I mean, I was just stunned. This is a very, very corporate environment, much more than anyone would ever. You know, you think it's a
behind every driver, behind every car, there's a corporation.
Massive corporation.
Focused on everything about the car.
Everything. I mean, they're huge.
How much one of these things cost? I mean, how much money goes into
cars?
A top-of-the-line car?
Well, I mean—
Millions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a top sponsorship for a car is around $30 million per year.
Just to get your sticker on the car.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Tyler Sewell is live in studio, and the website is rowdy.com. Everything you need to know, the very latest on NASCAR. You were saying during the break that one way that people could really understand NASCAR, for the people who, like me, who don't know much about it, is to think of it like golf.
Yeah, it's similar to golf in a lot of ways, and a lot of people find that ironic, because golf is ostensibly targeted to the white-collar customer, and NASCAR is obviously targeted historically to blue collar, but
that has changed, of course.
Yeah, it's definitely. Yeah. Well, it's so funny. In NASCAR, in the suites, you know, it's all the corporations are there, and all the white collar guys are upstairs, and all the blue collar guys are downstairs. But NASCAR is very corporate because it's very tied to corporate dollars, and just the way golf is. And golf has its sponsorship, and the golfers travel from venue to venue. And a lot of them actually have big campers, and that's what a lot of the NASCAR guys have.
Yeah.
They have giant, these I call them
big
Dave Matthews
Prevo
buses.
Prevo motorcomes.
Yeah, the Dave Matthews bus.
Yeah.
And so they go from race to race. And some of the, you were asking some of the big races. Some of the big races, the Daytona 500 is our Super Bowl. It happens to be our first race. Bristol is a huge race. The Brickyard 400 is huge as well. That's at Indianapolis. Darlington is a very, very storied track. Martinsville, which is, you know, not too far around the corner. It's just a, it's like the Fenway Park of NASCAR.
I drove past there one time. It's huge.
It's incredible.
And there was also
By the way, that's the smallest track if you think that's huge.
Really?
Yeah. I think you can fit five of those inside the infield of Daytona.
I was traveling one time driving between Atlanta and Birmingham, and we passed something because there were motorhomes as far as you could see.
Atlanta and Birmingham.
And there was something there.
Talladega, probably.
Is that what it is? Yeah. It was right along the highway, and it was just, I could not believe the amount of people that were there.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. So what's the season like? What are the basics?
The season starts in February and ends in November. We've got 36 races. We have a 10-race playoff, so there's 26 races, and then we have a 10-race called the Chase for the Championship. There's 12 total drivers that get into the playoffs. This is what's sort of baffling to a lot of regular sports fans, because towards the end of the year, you've got 12 different teams racing against each other with another 20 cars on the track. So it's somewhat baffling, I understand.
Yeah.
But that essentially is our season. It's, I think, the longest season in sports.
It's all based on points?
All based on points, yes.
So it's not just you win this, it's how well you do in a race, how close you come to winning.
Yes, yes.
And you get points. And
you get bonus points for winning.
So if all the college football fans want to see, you know, a bracket playoff and the end of the existing bowl system, which only exists to money, what's the NASCAR fan want to see? Is there a common, like, what we'd really like to see in NASCAR is this?
Dale Jr. win the championship.
Really?
that's what NASCAR fans want to see. They want to see Dale Jr. get off the schneid and actually win a championship. And by the way, race fans.
And he's never done that.
No, he hasn't. For those of you that want to know, he's a very nice guy.
So, of course you've met him, spend some time with
very
him.
Very good guy, yeah.
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 But
very
he's
humble.
Never won. He's good.
Oh, he's won some races. He's just had a bad couple years. My opinion is he moved over to Hendrick Motorsports. Hendrick is very, very corporate and structured. I just don't think he belongs there. They're never going to let him go because he's a cash cow. But it just does not seem to be working out. He's got a new crew chief this year, Steve Letarte. So hopefully it will work out for Dale Jr. And also King Richard Petty. He's also quite a nice guy.
So before we let you go, what is it that folks need to know if they go to a NASCAR event? What do you need to know about actually being at one of these places, besides the fact that it's the loudest thing you've ever heard and you might want to take some earplugs?
Well, NASCAR is really, really, really simple. It's good-looking women, fast cars, and race car drivers. It's America, baby. You know? bring your earplugs. Bring your earplugs and get the smoked turkey leg. It's always a NASCAR treat. It really is.
Tyler Sewell, the website is rowdy. .com. And Tyler, touch base with us again.
Absolutely.
We'll have you in throughout the season. Maybe you can give us some updates.
Sure.
We'll follow NASCAR this year.
There you go.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.